So think about this. Trade receivables are assets, and assets go on the balance sheet, and most companies would like to show a lot of assets on their balance sheet. So when you're testing for misstatement, you're less worried about them showing too few. You're worried about them showing too many. So the problem is not that they're not showing enough. So the problem won't be one of completeness. So the completeness assertion is really less relevant with any asset, really, but definitely less relevant here with trade receivables.